This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice 97.3,
good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, also known as Tay Tay Day Day. All Taylor, all the time. We've gotten to a lot today. We talked about, you know, numerology and mysticism and her little meet cute with Travis and all kinds of fun stuff. And we're gonna get into some of the nuts and bolts of the album that's been announced this break. But first, it's time for Disney. Right now, take the word treat. T-R-E-A-T. Treat. Treat yourself a trip to Disney. Text the word treat to our contest line, 20357. That'll get you entered to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Text treat to our contest line. And you'll also be in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation. Enter the contest and get yourself in the running for this. It includes a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is treat. All right, so Taylor Swift, you know, I have some stats, fit facts, and figures about this, but I want to jump into the audio from the podcast. She was on New Heights, which is her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, and his brother, Jason Kelce's podcast. It's already was a big deal, and this is the biggest deal of all the big deals. Every time I walk by a TV out in the hall out there, there's pictures of it. Taylor opens up. Taylor at her most honest. Taylor's so beautiful. Taylor. And she got a new album in this whole thing. So, Bob, you were saying she didn't even give any details about the hour until about the album until like later in the podcast.
Yeah, maybe they'd already been going for an hour and a half before she brought up the album. And apparently Jason didn't even know they were going to do it, supposedly.
I guess that's possible. Or he just forgot.
I was just going to do the podcast. You're really amazing. What is it about numbers again?
Hut.
So let's get into this. You're starting me off with, let's see, what the album is about.
There you go.
Okay.
My brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl. It comes out October 3rd. Woo-hoo-hoo. And this album is about what was going on behind the scenes in my inner life during this tour, which was so exuberant and electric and vibrant and, you know, it just comes from like the most infectiously joyful, wild, dramatic place I was in my life.
Yeah.
And so yeah. That effervescence has come through on this record. And like, as you said, bangers. And
I love
Did you catch that?
Yes.
Every time she says a big word.
Effervescence.
How do you spell that, please?
Bangers. And we were just like, there's no other songs coming. It's not like, like with Torture Poets Department, I was like, here's a data dump of everything I've thought, felt,
a lot of songs
experienced
on
in 2 or 3 years. Yeah. There's 31 songs. This is 12. There's 12. Not a 13th. There's not a 4th. There's not other ones coming.
Yeah.
This is the record I've been wanting to make for a very long time. And I also wanted it to be just every single song is on this album for hundreds of reasons.
Yeah.
You know, and you couldn't take one out and it be the same album. You couldn't add one and it be, it's just right. And that focus and that kind of discipline with creating an album and keeping the bar really high is something I've been wanting to do for a very long time. I tend to love to write lots and lots of music. So it's a temptation to release lots of music.
Sure.
But oftentimes, like, I wanted to do an album that was so focused on quality and on the theme and everything fitting together like a perfect puzzle, that these 12 songs from my 12th album, it just, I feel like we achieved that. And I'm really happy about that.
I wanted to mention, I do have a track list here for this. And because she's, as she's saying, it's very intentional. And, you know, so maybe we get some clues out of that. But she also, you know, the album art itself, it's actually pretty racy, for, even for her. And like the cover is her like in a tub in a showgirl outfit. And then there's all kinds of, it almost looks like it could be stills from the Eras tour. Like, but it's hot. She looks great. I'm looking at fishnecks and a bikini. And
she's not that lanky teenage girl anymore. That's for sure.
No, you know, one thing I love about Taylor is that she is, she looks healthy and fit. And she looks like a woman. And she is, she's without being like, you know, how some people, they're just a bone rack. And other people, you're like, you know, some mean comment here that I won't make. She just looks healthy and
beautiful.
And beautiful.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Very attractive.
Yeah.
Those legs won't stop.
Yeah. Oh, she just looks fit without looking like she's going to enter, you know, the Miss Universe pageant. I mean, you'd have to be fit. I would actually be worried if I were Taylor Swift, because of course I'd be worried about this. If I was doing 3 hours a day on a stage and sweating my butt off, and eating the kind of calories it probably takes to maintain your energy, that I would get off the tour and be like, I need to eat less and exercise more. And I hope she doesn't worry about that, because honestly, like, none of us should. You should try to be a healthy person. But I feel like she's such a great healthy role model for people. Like, here's a real person, you know. She doesn't look like she's been enhanced, or, you know, she's not shaking her butt in the camera. I mean, a little bit.
She talked about that in a documentary she did a few years ago, Miss Americana, where they show clips from her 1989 tour when she was thin, like when she was Victoria's Secret Angel thin, and how she, when she would finish the show, she felt exhausted afterwards. And now that at that point, I think it was the Reputation era, she knew what it was like to eat healthy and be fueled for the show. So afterwards, she could enjoy like the high and not just feel like she was going to pass out.
Right.
So she's come a long way with her body image, health journey, just like we all are.
Well, it's hard not to have body image problems. Like, that's, today's society almost demands it. Like, you've got to fit into a certain size, or you've got to look a certain way, and it's, we're bombarded with images. Especially this AI stuff pisses me off, because these,
wait, you're the one that uses it all the time.
No, the AI imagery, that stuff, the other stuff I love,
the bunnies jumping on the trampoline,
it's not, nope, those are adorable. I like that. I like, especially like the octopus and the narwhal that you showed me yesterday bouncing on the trampoline. It's these fake hot chicks. John will be like, is this real or is this AI? And it's like AI every time. I'm like, is it perfect? Then it's AI. Like, it's just, nobody's legs are that long. And also look at that shadow. I mean, come on, this is obviously not, that's not real. But it's, you know, so I feel like having a healthy attitude, it's rare actually to find someone who actually seems to really appear to be enjoying life fully, in great physical shape, eats like a normal, healthy human. I think it's great. Okay, next thing is about, so she, on this album, she did not work with Jack Antonoff. And it's the first time in a long time that she hasn't done that. And I, you know what, somewhere here, I have so many things. She named the two new people that she's working with.
She reunited with Max Martin and Shellback, who are two very famous Swedish music creators, producers, who she worked with on a lot of bangers back in the day, a lot of
the
Red album.
Out.
We Are Never Getting Back Together, I Knew You Were Trouble, 22, Shake It Off, Blank Space, Style, Bad Blood, Ready For It, Endgame, Delicate, she worked with these guys on.
You're making me really look forward to this record.
So October we know it's going to be bangers. And she said that like when they worked together back in the day, Max Martin was already really established. He has been a hit maker. He did Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh,
like this guy.
I love the production on that.
And when they worked together before, Max Martin was really leading her and Shellback, and now they're all kind of equals. They've all gone out and experimented and made a lot of different types of music. And
so much more of a collaboration.
Yes, they got to come back together and just make straight bangers.
Oh, what fun. I really can't wait to hear these songs.
All right, here's
go ahead and roll the clip.
It's a record I made with my mentor, Max Martin, and Shellback. And this, the three of us have made some of my favorite songs that I've ever done before.
Which ones, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh,
well, they were we my main collaborators this. On the Red album. We did We Are Never Getting Back Together, I Knew You Were Trouble, 22, Shake It Off, Blank Space, Style, Wildest Dreams.
Oh, hell yes.
you know, ready for it.
So that's the energy we're going with, yes.
Yeah, I love Delicate.
We made songs that
Me
I'm
too.
So proud of. And so basically, we've never actually made an album before where it's just the three of us. There's no other collaborators. It's just the three of us making a focused album where, I mean, it felt like catching lightning in a bottle, honestly. Yeah. And actually, when I was on tour in Stockholm, I had Max Martin come out to the show and I was talking to him and I was like, I feel like we could just knock it out of the park if we went back in and we did this all in Sweden. Mm-hmm. And it was just us three. Like, I essentially said to him, I want to be as proud of an album as I am of the Eras Tour, and for the same reasons. You know,
okay.
and he was like, do you understand what kind of pressure that is?
Yeah,
I was like, yeah.
Like, would you? Yeah, we can try.
So your entire career? Got it. Yeah, we can do that in one album.
Let's do it.
That's fun. And then the last one we have here is apparently she gets pretty emotional talking about getting that honorary master's.
Yeah. So just a little setup for this. She wanted to get her master's. Forever. And this is something she said was been on her mind every day. And she actually has her mom and brother work for her. And they went to the latest holder of the masters to negotiate. And this picks up from there.
I get a call from my mom and she's like, you got your music.
Yeah.
And so sorry that, it's literally been so long since this happened. Like, it's every time I talk about it. She was like, you got your music. And I just like very dramatically hit the floor for real. Like, honestly, just
it's
started
been a long time coming.
Bawling my eyes out. Oh. And I'm just like, just weeping and kind of like, unable. I was just like, really? Really? What do you mean? And I'm like, get yourself together, like, just go tell Travis in a normal way.
Yeah.
And I knock on the door. He's playing video games. And I'm trying to say it in a normal way. And I'm just like, Travis!
Like, oh no. What just happened?
And he's like, he like puts his headset down. He's like, guys, gotta go. And I think he thought something was wrong. And you come up and I'm just like, I got all my music back. And then just start absolutely just, heaving.
Just dead weight.
Dropped,
all control.
Had no power in my legs to support myself. And yeah, this changed my life.
Oh, that's so sweet. Here's a track list for Life of a Showgirl. So, and I'm not telling this, you know, all the Swifties already know this by heart, backwards and forwards. They're looking at all the first letters in each of these things to see if there's any messages hidden in there. The Fate of Ophelia, Elizabeth Taylor, Opalite, Father Figure, Eldest Daughter, Ruin the Friendship, Actually Romantic, Wish list with the S's as dollar signs. Would. Canceled! Exclamation point, all in caps. Honey and the Life of a Showgirl featuring Billie Eilish or Sabrina Carpenter.
Wait, is that a
quiz? It's a question.
Yeah. It's Sabrina. I saw it earlier. Oh. I read a bunch of stuff. In fact, how's that?
I thought he was maybe the only one who would have seen that.
George Michael cover.
Is that what it is? Life of a Showgirl?
No, father figure.
Oh, do you think it's father figure? You think it's his song?
1,000%. I read it this morning.
Oh, how fun.
She's doing a cover of George Michael's father figure.
I love that song.
It's a George Michael's highly underrated.
Oh, my God.
And it's mainly because he passed away too young, but because he should be out doing shows right now.
Mm.
It's very sad. Drugs, you know, another great artist is taken away, unfortunately, because of drugs. But yeah, I love those records he's made. I love the Wham record.
I love the Wham records.
But his solo stuff is really good. Father Figure, great song. She covers it on the new album.
Oh, that's so exciting. Isn't it funny that talking about having written so much music that she would have a cover on there? I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I'm very curious about that.
I know.
I want to know more.
Like, I wonder what her, October 3rd, everyone. By the way, that's Jane's birthday. Jane, there's a 1 and a 3 in it. So I don't know if that means anything.
It add 10 and 3 add up to 13.
That is right. Oh,
boom.
Wonderful.
Numerology.
Wow. Incredible. All right, I'm out of time. Thank you, Taylor. We will have a Taylor quiz later today. So good luck with that, everyone except for Bob. I think Bob might win that one today. And I'm going deep. I'm going really deep because everybody, it's not going to be the quiz about the stuff that she said on New Heights. It's going to be like some deep cuts.
But I just learned all this stuff that I could use to win the contest.
That's why I didn't want to do it about that. This is for Swifties who are going to be playing in their car or sitting at work. Like, keep your own score and text us what your score was. And, you know, did you beat Bob? Like, that's the bar to get at. Text us your score. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Have you ever driven naked?
Maybe.
Oh!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Go see Maddie today. Get over to Carrington College. They're doing an open house in the Pleasant Hill campus from 11:30 this morning until 1:30 today. That's a little lunch break.
Yeah, come by. Say hi. Hugs are free.
Mm. And Zach Bryan tickets up for grabs.
And we've got quite a few. So come by and get those tickets. Friday night's the show. Big show. I don't know if it's sold out, but it's close.
This is happening today. Carrington College, Pleasant Hill. Starts at 11:30.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Disneyland Tickets. All this week, listen for the code word on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357, and enter for your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, you'll qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a four-pack of three-day, one-park-per-day tickets. Confuses me, too, but it means you're all going to go have a great time. One-park-per-day tickets and a two-night hotel stay at Disneyland Resort Hotel. Four-pack, three-day, one-park-per-day
You have to pick one park.
It's a lot.
You can't. It's not.
You're
going to
party.
It's not a park hopper.
You're going to have the most fun.
Yeah, you are.
You're going to love it.
You'll understand it. Don't worry.
Right. Your kids live on the East Coast. Have they been telling you it's hotter than a huckabuck over there?
Yeah, hot and apparently stormy.
Muggy?
Yeah.
So Mrs. wrote me from, she had to go to New York City for meetings. She's a VP now, some big shot.
She's a big shot, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, and see?
Big shot.
Don't mess around. I'm taking care of business.
It was like, we were on the air, so it was whatever, you know, the time difference is, but she said it was early in the morning here, so it would have been early there, and she said it's 93 in the city right now, and I just, whoa. The eastern half of the United States is having its muggiest summer since 1981, they're saying here.
Wow. That's saying something.
Was it really muggy in Boston? Like, is Massachusetts another place where it's just...
It's just really humid. It's just that the whole East Coast. And it's a lot of times, like, late in the day, you get, like, a big thunderstorm, and it almost, like, believe it or not, even though all that rain dumps in it, it kind of takes it down a little bit.
The entire... They say 22 entire... let me make sure I get this right. The eastern half of the U.S. is having its muggiest summer since 1981. That stretches from the Mississippi Valley to the East Coast, and 22 entire states plus D.C. have set at least 44-year highs.
For humidity. Funny.
Which is awful. It's awful in the house. It's awful out the house. Unless you've got air conditioning, you're bummed.
Even if you do, there's something about the level of humidity in the air. Like, you get out of the shower and it's like you can't even dry off. You're just everything's sticky, tacky.
This summer's been particularly muggy. Here are some things that weren't around in 81 the last time it was this humid in the eastern United States. Cabbage Patch Kids, not around.
Oh.
CD players, not around.
Oh.
Runts candy? I don't know that.
They look like the little nerds things, don't they?
They're just little candies.
Oh. Rollerblade inline skates.
Weren't around.
Mm. Last time it was this muggy on these. Diet Coke. Wasn't around.
What would we do with
what?
That? What did we do before that?
I don't know. What
tab?
We did. Yeah, Tab.
Ugh.
I liked Tab. My mom would have like a fridge full of Tab.
She did?
Yeah. Be like, have a Tab. Have a Tab. You can split one with your brother. Okay.
Huh. You. What do you drink now? What's your soda of choice?
I'll drink root beer if I'm going to drink any soda. I really don't drink soda.
I'm a Diet Coke guy.
You are a Diet Coke guy. Right. That's why you said that. Okay. That makes sense. I asked you a question earlier.
What was my answer?
I believe your answer was not a non-answer, but was still a dead giveaway. Have you ever driven naked and you went, ooh?
I went, maybe. I've been thinking about it. I do not believe that I've ever been fully naked driving.
So you were in your panties.
Or like a bathing suit or panties or,
oh,
yeah.
All right. You ever driven naked, Maddie?
No, not totally, no.
Because where, you know, there you are out in the open. It would be, have you ever driven naked?
Yeah.
What were the circumstances?
There's a bunch of different circumstances.
Oh, lots of times you've
done it
naked.
More than once. Yeah.
Wow.
But I definitely.
I've been in a car naked. There's no question about that. But,
yeah.
But driving naked.
Yeah, that was a question from the 510. More titillating, have you ever been had intimate relations while driving? Inquiring minds want to know.
Oh.
Have you?
While driving, no. Well, I mean, I've had a.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been kissed.
Yeah.
While driving. But.
What's the Robin Williams movie where.
The World According to Garth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. It's a terrible scene. It's a great movie, but a terrible scene. It's a great.
Really, it's
even greater
boys.
Book. Oh. The World According to Garth. It's very good.
It's a great book.
Oh, you've read it?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
It's one of my favorites.
Well, anyway, a 47-year-old man was pulled over in Nebraska this past Sunday. He was hauling a stolen motorcycle and was totally naked.
Oh.
Kip Polston, 47, was from Iowa and was pulled over in Nebraska this past Sunday. They say he didn't have working lights on the flatbed trailer.
Oh.
He was hauling two motorcycles. One was reported stolen and another was registered to someone else.
Okay.
Also, Kip had a suspended license and was totally naked.
God bless
you.
Bless you.
With a pair of pants draped over his man zone.
Oh.
Just for coverage so that the police... I've told you this before. I was pretty reckless for a little while there with my drinking, and I've since quit many years now. But I would run out of the house with my pants in my hand and jump in my truck and race off to work.
Mm.
Just because I was like, I'm so late.
I
don't have minutes.
Still drunk.
I don't have minutes. Mm. No, I wasn't still wasted, but I was definitely not having minutes to spare. Yeesh. Anyway, this guy finds himself pulled over while nude. When asked, why are you naked? He says, it's super hot and I'm allergic to my own sweat.
Is that a thing?
I don't think it's a thing.
I feel like it couldn't possibly be a thing.
I have heard of people being allergic to each other, or like a person being allergic to another person's...
body odor?
It's just you can be allergic to someone in a it doesn't matter. Never mind.
So
I can't say it.
Why?
Stuff.
So
oh.
There's stuff.
Mm.
There are people can
like, let's call it their sweat.
Yes,
okay.
But you know what I'm saying now.
I
that
think I
we've
do. Yeah.
Labored over it.
So
allergic
evidently the story's gotten around because I wrote in, can you be allergic? And immediately went to your own sweat. And yes, it's possible to be allergic to one's own sweat, though the condition is rare, very, very rare. It's referred to as, I'm just not even going to attempt that, or the sweat allergy.
I know someone who was getting rashed because the pH, something about the two people mix ended with that one of the people being allergic or rashed from it. And I don't know.
How unfortunate. What if it was your soulmate?
I don't know. I think you'd just keep.
I love you, but I.
No, you'd say.
You make me itch.
If it's your soulmate.
No, sorry about it, man. I can't be walking around with a rash all the time. Come on.
Anyway, Kip, the naked driver, is in big trouble.
Kip.
His name's Kip Polston.
That's a good name. For a cowboy.
Busted for theft, possession of a controlled substance, resisting arrest.
All the
it's
stuff.
It's unclear if he's actually allergic to his own sweat.
Probably not, though. What was the controlled substance?
He said that he had a pipe and dab. What's dab?
I don't know. Oh, isn't that like the resin thing?
I don't know.
That was a weed thing, dab.
No idea.
It's a marijuana concentrate.
Okay.
A dab.
Yeah.
Okay. So it probably is resins.
Guess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Having friends costs $250 a month. A new poll of Gen Zers and millennials found that having friends costs an average of $250 a month. That's money spent on brunches, dinners, bar nights, and general hangs. The average for men is $296, for women, $208.
Well, I got to buy the book for my book club, and then I got to burn some gas to get over there, I guess.
Almost half have skipped a major event with friends because of the cost. I used to skip all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
As a young man, my friends would be like, we're going to Cabo. We're surfing for 4 days. You are coming. And I would be like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't have any money.
And I'm trying to get shifts at the radio
station. We got you. You're coming. I can't let you got me. I'm not going to borrow money from you like that. I'm not going to be that guy.
Right.
We're going to dinner. Let's go.
No, I don't have any money. We'll pay for you. No, you won't.
No.
See, when I had a job that paid a little bit more money than this one does, sometimes...
What? How is that possible?
That's not possible.
Stop it.
Sometimes I would just... I want the person to be there for whatever we're doing so bad. I'm like, it doesn't even matter to me. Like, I'll spend the extra money. I just want you there. It's not going to be as fun if you're not there.
I get that. And I definitely argued with my friends. And like, look, I would love to go too. I won't have as much fun because I'm a freeloading loser. I can't go.
That's lame. It's just money.
I see both of these things.
It's a feeling that I have in me where I won't have fun. So I'm saying, I get it. You're saying you want me there and it'll be fun. And I'm saying...
It's an opportunity to be generous.
I'm going to disappear at dinner time so you aren't forced to buy me dinner. And then I'm going to be out by a trash can trying to find, you know...
Somebody's half-eaten burrito.
Right. Not doing it. Anyway, friends, they cost money.
Mm. Oh, goodness. I think it might be game time.
Oh.
Mm. Well, if you are a Swiftie and you're listening to the show right now.
This game's for you.
This may be your lucky day. Play along, won't you? I do feel like it's going to be only hardcore fans who will ace this. However, I tried to keep them reasonable.
Did you?
I did.
All right.
There were some that I was like, that's not reasonable. Here we go. These are just true or false. So you got a 50-50 shot here. Taylor Swift was born in 1989 in Reading, Pennsylvania.
True!
True.
True.
That's true.
I don't know why I felt I had to rush.
I know. You're so
quick. You gave it away. Now we knew the answer.
Ah, shucks.
Taylor was named after singer James Taylor.
Oh, God. What am I doing?
No, I'm playing, sorry, playing
my phone,
a song.
I threw my phone and it started doing stuff. Sorry, the question again?
Taylor was named after singer James Taylor.
I'll say false.
False.
True.
It's true.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, man.
Well, I guess you're not as big a Swiftie as you thought you were.
Come on, Vin, take her down.
You know, James Taylor, if you haven't heard his music, it's the soft, chill stuff.
It was
from
like
the
70s. Easy listening.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is beautiful.
Oh, I love James Taylor.
And I've seen rain.
Oh, that's a song I was thinking of too.
But my dad used to put it in and when he's driving me to soccer practice, and I'd be like, can we get anything a little bit more upbeat around here?
Nah, I just like acoustic guitar and a mellifluous voice.
You've got a friend. Oh, God.
So good.
You know, all that stuff.
Yeah. It's good for certain times.
For relaxing.
All right. Before she was famous, Taylor appeared in a commercial for Chia Pets. True or false?
False.
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 False is correct. That's cute, but nope. Taylor wrote...
What's the score?
Vinny is in the lead with 3 points on our Swiftie quiz.
Go, Vin.
And Maddie and Bob both have 2. That one's pretty easy. Taylor was signed to Big Machine Records at the age of 16. Oh, boy.
Big Machine Records.
Taylor was signed to Big Machine Records at the age of 16.
I think it's earlier. I'm going to say false.
I'll say true.
I think it's earlier. False.
It is earlier. It is false. She was 15. Taylor owns a cat named after a Harry Potter character. True or false?
True.
False.
I like that one. I'm going to say true.
It's false.
Oh!
Bob and Vinny are now tied
with four apiece.
Taylor has won more Grammy Awards than any other female artist in history.
Oh, I think that's false.
I think it's false, too.
I'll go true just to try to
get
a point.
It's true.
Yes, yes.
She currently holds that record.
I know she has the most best albums of all time. She has 4. I didn't know she had the record. That's
now you do.
Cool.
In 2010, Taylor became the youngest artist to ever win Album of the Year at the Grammys in 2010.
Oh, is that a question?
It's true or false. In 2010, Taylor became the youngest artist to ever win Album of the Year at the Grammys.
Sounds like a trick question.
Yeah, I agree. Sneaky.
Sis.
False.
I'm trying to win. I'm going to say true.
True?
It's true. And unfortunately, there was no way you could win because by a score of 5 for Bob to 4-4. It was Bob's close, day. Though. It was close.
We did good.
Yeah.
We did good, but still.
You guys are all Swifties. Don't deny it.
What's my name? My name is Bob.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. I hope that there's someone out there who got every single one of those right. That'd be really funny.
Oh, they're out there.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Text us your score. 800-400-3697. And also, goodbye. You hear on Alice all day. Mason and Jane both have tickets to Disneyland. And on your lunch break today, go see Maddie.
Yeah.
Maddie. He's out of Carrington College in Pleasant Hill. He's got Zach Bryan tickets and free hugs and all kinds of games.
Yeah, we got games. And swag. Swag too.
And the next time we see you,
it's going to be Friday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.